This is Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio, and we have Isabella DeWald here with us this morning, and we're going to talk about running for county clerk. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Isabella.
So, my name is Isabella DeWald, and I'm originally from Germany. I came to the United States in 2012. I met my husband in 2007 when he was serving in the military in my hometown while I was in college. And yeah, and we got married the same year. And when it was time for my husband to get out of the military, we were kind of waiting it out if he would do an European out and stay with me in Germany or if we would come over here. So we decided to come over here. So 2012, we moved over here and stayed in Buffalo pretty much ever since. In 2018, I became U.S. citizen, which was a very interesting, lengthy progress, but it was definitely worth it. And I have two beautiful kids. One is 7 and one is 11.
Great. So tell us why you're running to be the county clerk.
Well, there was a time when I used to work at the clerk's office, and I really, really enjoyed working there. And I really loved in being there with all the people from Johnson County coming in and helping them and serving them. So I know all the responsibilities that it takes to work in the clerk's office. And I have a pretty wide knowledge on what has to be done. And I worked firsthand with the current clerk, Vicky. So I know what she has to do. I'm pretty familiar with a lot of her tasks, probably not with everything, because there is really a wide range of tasks that she has to cover. But since I know a lot of it, I figured it would be maybe time to just go back and serve the community at the clerk's office again.
So tell us, you've talked a little bit, you know, you worked there for a period of time, and so you understand the job. How do you prepare and qualify to be the county clerk? Is there licensing? Is there training? How will you personally prepare?
Well, I hope that if I get elected, I will be able to go in and do hands-on training, shadowing. I've been already going to the commissioners' meetings to kind of see what her role is in the commissioners' meetings. And I will not have to train on a lot of the things that I used to do there, like when it comes to title work or any kind of lien or recording. It will be just the extra stuff that she's doing. And I hope that I can be proactive and just keep going in and keep just learning on the go so I can be prepared.
Great. So what do you think that the most important qualities a county clerk should have to run the office?
Well, you definitely need patience, because you deal with a lot of different people. And, you know, everybody has a bad day once in a while. So I believe patience and time management, because you always work on a timeline. You always have to get stuff done and set up, and the bills have to be paid at a certain time. Time management is pretty big.
So are there other, like, skills and expertise required to run the clerk office that you have specifically, you think?
Well, I think I'm pretty good with people, because I have worked in different areas, from like being a receptionist to work with kids, what I do right now. And I don't know how to word that right. I understand what it takes to serve somebody in a proper way. I like to serve a person the same way how I would like to be served when I come to the office.
So the clerk's office does have, a lot of important responsibilities for the county. They're generally responsible for maintaining records of all governing body transactions, resolutions, ordinances. They keep records, deeds, licenses, and, you know, all the public records. So that's a pretty important job. What do you think the most important qualities that you would bring to the table that would help best run that office?
I'm pretty well organized. So once I know where something is, I know where to get it. And I think that's really important, because we do have at the clerk's office the big amount of documents, as you just mentioned. You just need to know where everything is, how to help people. Because sometimes they call and they say, like, hey, I just need my deed from 1995. Where can I find that? And then you need to tell them, hey, how about you come in here and we can take care of it. We can look in the books. We can get you a copy and everything. So everything gets tucked away here still in paper form. Plus, it also gets scanned, so people that come from outside of town or outside of state, even they can pull it off IDOC. But for the locals, it is really important to just come in and be able to get their stuff right away.
So you've worked there, but you weren't the county clerk, so you probably have a good idea of what a typical day might look like for the county clerk. And how do you imagine, you know, the typical day would go for you? And what about that appeals to you?
Well, the county clerk has a lot of admin stuff to do. So there's a lot of sitting in front of the computer, catching up emails and making sure everything works hand in hand how it's supposed to. That's why you need to make sure that you have a very trained personnel that can take care of the counter and can take care of all the other issues that are coming up. So, I mean, sitting on the computer, getting everything going can be challenging, because we know computers can sometimes not do what we want them to do. But I think all in all, it will be very well organized, because I can trust my team to take care of everything else, so I can focus on the important things.
So, you know, talking about being on the computer a lot and that kind of thing, it might be a little bit of a repetitive job, and maybe it would be hard to stay motivated. How would you stay motivated for each day coming into the office?
That's a very good question. I think when you get your mindset a certain way, you can go to work and make the best out of it. I always want to be that person that wants to be seen in there, that can help. And, you know, time is money. You want the people to come in, and sometimes they come in for their title on their lunch break. And so as long as you give them the best service, I think that's the best motivation to serve the county in the fullest.
And so, how would you describe your management style? You're going to be, you know, creating a team there and working in the office, but you'll be the boss. Mm-hmm. So what is your management style?
Well, for me, it is really important that everybody on the team gets trained in pretty much everything. Because when somebody needs to take a day off or gets sick, somebody else needs to be able to come and catch up on the work of the other person. So it is really important for me that everybody knows what their job is and what the other people's responsibilities are, so we can work as a team and nothing falls behind.
So moving to a different subject, all over our country, voters are concerned about election security. So if elected, you would be responsible for accurately recording the 2024 general election. What will you do to ensure that every vote cast in Johnson County is counted?
So first of all, I would like to say that I don't think we need to worry in Johnson County about anything falling through the cracks. When I was working in the clerk's office in 2020, when we had the elections, I learned how strict the process is, many steps. And with COVID happening, it was even more chaotic. But the personnel is very organized, especially our two people that handling mostly the elections. They get trained and are up to date with everything. The process is very strict. It comes from the state. So we need to obey the Wyoming state statutes and do it their way. And make sure that the people of Johnson County feel safe and happy that their votes are collected.
Great. So we've really covered most of the questions that I had written down for you, but I'm sure there's lots more you may want to say to the public. And one of the places you can do that is at the forum on Wednesday, July 20th at the library at 5:30 p.m. All the candidates will be there. But is there anything else you'd like to add to just let people know why they should vote for Isabella DeWald?
Well, if you vote for me, I will treat you very welcomed in the office, and I will treat you fair and professional and make sure that everything that is done in the office is trustworthy. I believe that this is my home away from home, and I have been treated very welcomed here in Johnson County, so my aim is to continue giving back to Johnson County.
Great. Well, thank you, and good luck in the elections.
Thank you.
Okay.